Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about disasters. Things that happen in our life that have a massive impact on us and a difficult aspect of the human condition that sometimes we're actually at the mercy of others or at the mercy of forces we simply can't control. These can be the decisions of others or the fact that life just happens, that we have a tenuous and very, very complicated relationship with the earth and the world and that adversity and accidents unfortunately happen. Sometimes for some people, these accidents and things have actually happened long before they're old enough to make sense of them and process them. And sometimes we can just be on the travelator of life being shaped long before we're actually aware that we are, based on the things that have happened in the past, or we can just be on that same travelator and things can happen that we can't be aware of. Because for all of us, we've all experienced some type of difficulty in adversity that has the potential to have an influence on the decisions that we make, on the thinking that we have, how we feel about ourselves and the world. So we've got a few tips this week for how you might be able to manage that. And my first tip is to acknowledge that nobody gets through this thing squeaky clean, that all of us have experienced some degree of difficulty. And these are some of the things that have shaped us and that they have the potential to influence our life. It's also true that we can't undo these events. We may really wish that they hadn't happened. We might be really sad or really angry about that, but we simply can't undo them. What has happened has happened. What we need to do sometimes and what we can best throw our energy at is managing the impact and the residual effects. The reality that we can't change the past doesn't necessarily mean that the impacts and the residual effects aren't influential on our lives and that they stop. So thinking about yourself and your own life narrative, what events have shaped me? What do I know about myself and about the influence of these events? Does this influence lead me to do or to not do certain things? And if so, I mean, you know, this is the sort of thing that people work through all the time in counseling, in support groups or self-help groups. And then once you've kind of started to understand some of these things and started to work through them, how can I have the best quality of life now, despite the fact that these things have happened? What would I like my life to actually look like? And I guess lastly, it's really, really important to kind of see that sometimes our lives can actually have benefited from going through adversity and difficult things. Could it be that the experience has led me to be a lot more empathic and understanding about the needs of others, about the experience of others, because I've been through some things? Could it be that actually, you know, I've been really strong to survive some of these things, and actually maybe that I've been forced to be really, really independent, and that can actually be a really, really great strength to have? Could it be that I'm more knowledgeable about the world and about, you know, my own safety and about the safety of others as a result of this? And might it be that in some ways this inadvertent event, which could have been seen initially as negative, may actually have a hidden gift in it? So rescue yourself this week with Mind Games.